time for the news. Your attention to the top stories. Zambia and Angola build an oil pipeline to take oil to Zambia. Carinho Group wins two prizes of serious awards. Angola celebrates Youth Day. Antonio Caetano assures the sound control. And I am Etnazia da Gama. The details right away. An oil pipeline will link Angola and Zambia as part of the strengthening plan of bilateral cooperation between the two countries. This was announced by the outgoing Zambian ambassador Lawrence Lungumane, speaking to the press after saying goodbye to the Angolan president João Lourenço. The Zambian diplomats say that the technical work has already been carried out to this end and that the construction work will begin in the second quarter of this year. Lawrence Lungumane explained that with the construction of the pipeline, Zambia will become a secondary supplier of oil products to other countries in the region. He said that Zambia will be receiving about 200,000 barrels of oil per day from the Lobito refinery. The Angolan business group Carinho won two of the seven categories of the 10th edition of the Series Awards. It is an event that distinguishes the performance of organizations and personalities with the framework of good management practices and projects with socioeconomic impacts in the country. Grupo Carinho won the Social Responsibility and Manager of the Year Awards, referring to 2023, awarded to the President of the Executive Board of Carinho, David Maciel, in a ceremony attended by the President of the Republic. Public João Lourenço. Banco Angolano de Investimento won the awards of the financial sector, while the non-financial sector company of the year category, the award went to Sonangol. Angola National Bank won the digital and technological development program category, and the entrepreneurship category went to the electronic solid waste company, Narisec. In the third, the Casais Group won the Human Capital Development Awards, leaving behind Buy and Senate Bank. In addition to the seven categories, the organization of the event, Deloitte, and the jury, chaired by the First Lady of the Republic, Ana Dias Lourenço, awarded the special prize to the education sector, whose recipient was the Angolan teacher and researcher Teresa Mangwanga Victor. The winner has been a scientific researcher for over 20 years, particularly in the environmental field, with the works published and recognized around the world. Angola is celebrating the National Youth Day, and the Angolan government has said 2023-2027 National Development Program places youth at the center of the formulation of public policies. The plan guides youth towards two priority pillars related to the development of human capital by raising the level of qualification of Angolans. In the meantime, the Angolan youth highlights some of the policy the Angolan government is putting into place for the development of youth. Goodwill Ambassador to the African Union, Nicolau Miguel, said that the employment is one of the main challenges the youth has been facing. Nicolau Miguel admits that the unemployment has been the major impediment for the youth people to contribute for the social and economic development of the country.
Angolan youth are part of the statistics from what we call by the continental approach on the main challenge of youth, which is unemployment. So today, unemployment is at high, and it has become one of the major challenge of young people, because young people in Africa, particularly in Angola, they represent the vast majority. And unemployment has been one of the impediments for young people to some extent contribute to the country's social and economic development, because that's the manpower that is, most of them are not employed. But of course, the government is aware of this challenge, and of course, there are internal and external drivers. The global economic itself is also one of the challenges that, from the policy making perspective, or the From the government perspective, it could be highlighted as one of the hinders for job creation. But of course, among young people, there has been initiatives, and most of them supported by the government, which comes to promoting small medium enterprises initiatives. And the entrepreneurship spirit or initiative among young people has been promoted by civil society organizations or business-oriented organizations. And for these kind of initiatives to grow or to develop, to some extent, the government itself, as a regulator or from a policy perspective, has been joining efforts with the private sector to make sure that the initiatives to foster entrepreneurship are in place. In particular in Angola, I would say that we have, of course, in place, for example, the Entrepreneurs Associations Association that it's there. And we have, from the government perspective, institutions like INAPEM that are there to regulate and provide the government or the state support for this kind of initiatives.
And Alvaro Kifu Kid says that the government has to create housing and job policies directed to young people.
The challenges of the Angolan youth has been find a good place for work. Job policies has been one of the trouble for the Angolan youth nowadays. So we have many people just struggling to find a job nowadays because of lack of opportunities, and also the doors are not open yet for the young guys here in the country. So to contribute for this, the only one place we have to say for socioeconomic development of the country is to give opportunity to explore more what they have. This is the time that young guys have energy, because the future of the country is seen in the way that these young people are contributing for their country. So it's just very important if the government opens the ways and opportunities for us young people to give and also construct our country. This must be one of the policy to be adopted by our government to give opportunity, to improve the situation of the Angolan youth. Housing policies, education policies are also important if we need to have stable young guys or young people just giving what they have. My message is, all of young guys cannot lose hope that good times will come, but this time will come if we invest in our service, we demonstrate that we have a capacity, as we have demonstrating it, but lack opportunities has been putting several young guys outside of their skills, so that we can have many places. It has been said that the future of the society is on the hands of the young guys. So the government must invest more in education, must invest in quality of formation, so that we may have these people to give quality help hand for the country.
That was the young man Alvaro Kifu Kid. South African caravan of about 25 tourists highlighted the initiative of the Angolan government of waiving visa to African and world citizens to Angola. They believe that the move will help to boost trade and investment in Angola and Africa in general. Nzanda Nzundu, who is the responsible of the caravan, say that it opens economic opportunities and the free movement of people and goods on the continent. According to him, it is a great chance for people to share information and opportunities.
As Africans, we're coming from a very difficult past, and we know where we come from in the 80s, in the 90s. And that opens up, from an economic perspective, opportunities, but also the fluidity and the movement of people across the country and the continent. It is a sharing of information, sharing of opportunities. As we were traveling down in Lubango, for instance, I never knew that granite and the paving bricks actually come from Angola. And Angola is essentially a neighboring country to South Africa. The beautiful stones that you see in Europe, and I'm not talking baked bricks, come from Angola. So Angola exports the best to the world. Everything that we see in Europe and all these cobbled walkways come from this region. So there's a lot of synergies that we can come with and between us as Africans and the whole world as we open up much more. We're still traveling Angola. We wish we could stay much, much longer. We saw that you've got beautiful falls. So it appears that the Victoria Falls has got competition now. So we are going to Huambo. We'll definitely visit Quito Carnival. For historic reasons, we'll see Quito. But it's along the way, and I need to mention this, Africa's best commodity are the people of Africa. And the love we're receiving out of Angola has been absolutely tremendous, and everybody needs to see that on the airwaves, on radio. People need to come to this wonderful.
Nzandanzud highlighted the hospitality of the Angolan people during their trip to Luanda.
So the police have been absolutely amazing. As we travel across African countries, you still look very strange sometimes. Because understandably it's foreign, but for reasons that surprise us, Angola was very receptive. And you must remember, none of our crew actually can speak Portuguese. But once you say bom dia, portade, and people can see that you're traveling with South African cars, they know that you can't speak the language, and then they make way to receive you and to be hospitable. They show you the way. We've had some cars, one of the cars that some challenges. Do you know who helped us? This was the local Angolan who helped us to find spare parts for the cars. So it's been absolutely amazing for us, and we're really, really grateful. And we need to come back here again. And I think it's interesting to mention this, and we've been very fortunate that we have traveled across the south, and we want to really explore it by road as we see the different tribes, the people, the languages, and taste the Angolan food. Mm-hmm. And that's why we are here, to understand the culture and share that information.
And what did you taste in terms of Angolan food?
What was that? Was it cassava and the dry fish? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we had on the way, snacking all the way up.
Nzandanzud highlighted the good economic and tourist infrastructure in the countries and recommended the Angolan government to improve some of the road infrastructures.
The road was flooded. It was a good surprise for us, but exciting also in many ways as expeditioners. So we go through, and I remember when we were sitting down there, people were thinking of building pontoons for the cars to cross over. Others thought, let's push the car over. But of course, we could help also from the local Angolans, where they put the cars on the flatbed and we were able to cross the river. That's one of the challenges, but it's exciting. To see the development, to see the people, infrastructure, the roads in the south, a little bit of a challenge in some respects, particularly if you're driving a small car in the low car. But by far and large, we had little problems with our cars, little problems that our mechanic was able to solve. So what am I saying? I'm saying even if you're driving in Angola with a small car, you can. It's not a 4x4 country. You can do it very well with a small car. Although you'll have to go slowly in some areas, but it's absolutely amazing, and it's picturesque. You can't miss that. The road infrastructure definitely needs development in some areas. We've got a beautiful road, the EN100, beautiful road that connects on the what I would call the Atlantic Highway. Beautiful, you can see. So there's some development needed there. You can see that the road was beautiful. It just needs maintenance, I think. But also, that talks about collaboration between us as Africans in terms of trade. When your roads are working, and they're working fine, it means that goods and service and people fairly freely over ground. And I think that's going to be maybe the next important factor for Angola, because there's just so much. We need to open doors for more trade to come through from the neighboring countries.
That was the responsible of the South African caravan of Cape to Cairo 2024, Nzandanzud. Luanda received a new cruise ship from Cape Town with about 1,200 tourists on board. The tourists highlighted the existing touristic potentialities and congratulated Angola for its 22 years of peace and national reconciliation. To John Peterson from the U.S., who was speaking to the microphone of our French colleague David Chubonde, expects to come back to Angola.
I'm an international consultant. I consult with business men who have operations in different parts of the world. Very good. I'm really glad that we can come and is that I would like to come back to go to the highlands. Today we have to leave, but I've read that in the highlands where the water, the lakes are, that's what feeds all of Botswana, and I would like to see that. Congratulations. I've read in the past of the difficulties that you've had. And it's so good to know that those difficulties are past you.
In return, Linda Gregorio said to be happy to be in Angola and see the beauties of its cities.
We will tell our friends to come because it's been the people are so friendly, beautiful city. We are so happy that we came on this cruise. I'm so happy that it's 22 years that you no longer have the troubles that you had. And I can tell because everywhere we went, everybody loves Angola.
Those were some of the tourists who visited Luanda last week. Full stop for the news. Let me then remind you the top stories. Zambia and Angola build an oil pipeline to take oil to Zambia. Carinho Group wins two prizes from of serious awards. Angola celebrates Youth Days. Antonio Caetano assured the sound control. And Etnazia da Gama was in the microphone. Goodbye.
News Hour.
Of course, that was the main news bulletin, and we brought you different information related to the country and also around the world. It's always important to be informed on what is going on in the country and also across the world. And today's team is made up of Thomas Santana on the sound control, Jean-Paul de Souza, the chief editor, Carlos Julio, Ednazia Gama, Gonçalo Agostinho, a.k.a. Lito Chuva, and I am your host, Daniel Kekeshi. So let us now enjoy our first musical salutation.
Jesus, seu nome é Jesus. espírito neste lugar. Há um fogo no nosso meio. Ele quer te tocar. Seu desejo é te sarar. Há um espírito neste lugar.
RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French, and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
Aba tate, aba mama, matoko mandumbe, mono sola imbila zambi na mono. Mwanabe, tula mizi.
Someone
Very good music made in Angola, and today is a day that many people are at home after having a heavy week of working days, and now it's a time for that you can rest at home together with your family, and it's always important and interesting to bring you the very and very good and best music made in Angola, so that we are very happy because you are on the other side and listening to us close with your family, with your relatives, with your friends, and so on. So we thank you for this opportunity to the RNA International. So let us now enjoy the very good music made in Angola.
Thank you. Era inocente. We are an international that connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global Connection.
Mama, we
That was a very good music of Angola, made in Angola, done by Angolans, and with a very and very good testing Angola. That's very good when we test Angola. So let us now give room to wonders of Angola.
Hello, friend listener. Welcome to the space and chants of Angola, where we show with words the beauties that this country offers to the eyes of the world. In this first edition, we will start with one of the entry points of the country through the capital, the island of Luanda. Luanda Island is one of those idyllic places sought after by tourists, but also by locals for rest and leisure. The island of Cape, better known as the island of Luanda, is a coastal core in Angola composed of a narrow 7 kilometers long tongue of land that, separating the city of Luanda from the Atlantic Ocean, creates the Bay of Luanda. The island, as the local call it, is connected to the capital city by a small isthmus at the foot of the São Miguel fortress. It is, par excellence, the place for fun and leisure for Luandans and other people who want to know it, where you can find a wide variety of tourist facilities, from bar to restaurant by the sea, and from nightclubs to hotels, not forgetting the street markets, the inevitable beaches and the marina. On the island is located the Church of Our Lady of Cape, the oldest in Angola, founded in 1575 by the 40 Portuguese who lived there before the move from the city of Luanda to the mainland, made by Paulo Dias Novais. A regular visitor to the island is Alex Ferreira, who defends the increase in hotels in that part of the capital.
I think it has a lot to be done here, especially in Ilha. I think it needs more hotels and more restaurants, but it's nice how it is now.
In terms of food, how is it?
Very good, no complaint.
What are you eating?
Chicken and choco.
This is a Portuguese or Angolan food?
Maybe both.
How Angolan food tastes for you?
I like it, but I prefer Portuguese because I always eat Portuguese cuisine, but I like it Angola also.
So you say that you need some more hotels here and some more restaurants. In terms of prices, is that available? Is that good for you?
It's a bit expensive, but with more hotels and more restaurants, I think the price will be lower. But it's nice. I have no complaint.
And what about the service that is being paid here?
It's very good. No complaint also.
Words from Alex Ferreira, who advises the place for having very good services. Another visitor is Marwan Osseran, who says that island needs more publicity because it has very good places.
There is many nice places, very interesting places, but I think so, in my opinion, it needs more advertising for interior and from inside and outside, to people know more well about this. Because many people, they don't know places very well from outside. I think so, it needs a little more advertising. And there is many nice places, interesting, and the weather also, and the beaches, the sea, the sand, many interesting places. More care, it will be very good for tourists. It's very important country for tourists. Now it's improving much better. I've been before 2-3 years. Now there is more hotel, there is more competitions, there is more service, more restaurants. I think so now the price is coming down because there will start to be competition. And this is what's needed, the tourists. You know, to have a good prices and good service, because all those customers also, they look the service and the prices. The food is, it's good, you know, especially the seafood. It's interesting.
We hear Marwan Osseran, who especially likes seafood. In her turn, Nairete Domingos says that tourism is growing very fast and many foreigners have visited them. For her, what is really need is more entertainment for tourists.
tourism in Angola is that it's growing really fast. I mean, you get lots of people from different parts of the world. We have in different lots of diversity now these days, and people coming here to experience what we live in on a daily basis. And well, the only thing that is missing in this country is, you know, entertainment for tourists, views for the tourists, because there isn't much to see for tourists. When they come here, normally they stay at the beach, and that's all normally they do. You know, I've visited some places like the Slavery Museum, for example. All I can say is that it's very basic. It looks like Angola haven't given much value to it, because it's located in a place, and you know, they don't do any manutention, they do anything or whatsoever. It's, you know, lack of material, lack of information for example, young people like me. I'm interested to know what happened to our descendants. I want to go there, try to read some information. It's very basic information, very vague. I mean, they need to do more. They need to use our country for more stuff, like going outside Luanda as well. They have really nice places to visit. But here, they haven't given much value to what we have at the moment. So that's what the government and the tourism in this country needs to do. Need to be able to expand, you know, make more hotels, cheaper prices to come visit Angola. So, because it's very expensive to get here. Hotels are very expensive. So, I mean, there's still a lot to do in here. And the prices need to go down as well.
It was Nairet Domingos defending the reduction of hotel prices. The island is part of the municipality of Luanda in the province of the same name, being administratively part of the neighborhood of the island and the urban district of Ingombota. The island's original inhabitants are the Ashiluanda, a subgroup of the Ambundus, who were subjects of the King of Congo. Their descendant, the island fishermen, keep some traditional habits to this day. Many women wear braided hairstyles, beads on their wrists and necks, and besanganas, a traditional custom made with colored fabrics. In November, the festival of Kianda is celebrated, a ritual of veneration to the deity of the waters, protector of the fishermen. Also typical of the island are the dishes mufete and muzonge, a type of broth. Mufete is a typical dish of the region, consisting of grilled fish, mackerel, rooster fish or kakusu, palm oil beans, cassava, banana bread, sweet potato and musek flour, accompanied by onion sauce with vinegar, sweet olive oil, jindungu, and a pinch of salt. The mufete was already consumed in the colonial era as an integral part of the menu of the islanders, being an irresistible dish traditionally enjoyed on Saturdays. However, it is present in all celebrations such as birthdays, engagement or wedding. The elders on the island like to eat mufete at least 3 times a week, even if there is no party or celebration. In addition to typical dishes made with fresh fish, visitors also have the opportunity to test and take home freshly caught fish and seafood by the Mushiluanda, the island's inhabitants whose main activity is